Why is it so good to be back?
Oh, you know, good seeing the fellas, you know. Glad to be back with my teammates, you know, see some familiar faces, see some faces they added. The coaches, you know, a lot of people don't get this chance, and when you get this chance, you know, you want to make the best of it.
You had a breakout year in 2013. How do you build upon that this year?
You know, just keep grinding, you know, keep learning. You know, I got my teammates, great quarterback in Andrew, got my coaches, and also got my Mr. Reliable 87. So, you know, whenever I get a chance to talk to him, I make sure I do that, and he keep helping me.
What's the role of Reggie, even when he was out with the ACL? How much did he help you and the other receivers?
Oh, he helped us a lot, you know. The best thing about him was he never left, you know. He got his surgery, came back, and he was still in the meeting rooms, showing us what we need to do, breaking down the teams for us, and just helping us out in a lot of ways.
When you look at him and how far he's come with his rehab, what is your vision for him at the age of 35?
He's gonna shock the world. I seen him the other day, and he looks great. Like he never left. So, it's just a blessing just to have him around.
Why do you think he's so motivated by the stuff he's reading about himself?
Because a lot of people don't see behind the scenes the stuff that he's doing. So, when they get to see him, don't be shocked, because it's gonna be amazing.
What is it about him that gives you such confidence in him?
Oh, you know, he's always there, you know, no matter what. And Andrew trusts him, and we all trust him. So he's been here the longest, and he knows the ropes, and he knows pretty much every defense. So he's a great guy.
How does Hakeem Nicks change the picture for you guys?
Oh, he changed it a lot. You can't just double one guy, and a lot of teams don't have that third top corner. So it's going to be fun out there.
But how will there be enough balls to go around?
Well, it's going to be enough. You know, we're a team. So, you know, one guy having fun, then we all have fun. So as long as we're winning and doing the right things, we should be good.
What does Trent Richardson need to do to really step up his game from last year?
Just be Trent. You know, don't try to do too much. Just be yourself. You know, your teammates, we're here for you. We're going to pick you up no matter what. And we got trust in them, and we got faith in them.
How important are these next few weeks of OTAs for you guys?
It's very important, you know, get our conditioning back in, learn some more to play, start all over, and go from there.
What do you think Luck's biggest step will be this year from last year?
Continue to be Andrew, you know. He's continuing to learn. He's pushing us out on the field right now. So as long as he continues to be Andrew, we should be good.
He's talking about footwork. His footwork needs to be better. How do you see his footwork?
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with it, but, you know, if that's something he need to work on, then I know he'll get the things down and get it work.
When you look at, again, the addition of Hakeem, guys getting healthy, hopefully Dwayne Allen back, I mean, how dangerous can this offense be this year?
Oh, very dangerous. You know, we got a lot of high power, so we just got to use our bullets and just whenever the ball come our way, just be ready.
How competitive will it be between you, Reggie Wayne, and Hakeem Nicks to see who can put up bigger numbers this year?
It's going to be a battle, but at the end of the day, you know, it's our job, man. The main thing for us is just to have fun, you know. So once we out there, anything can happen, but we just go have fun and let the shit ride.
Who are you betting on?
Everybody. So we good.